Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, thank you so much for making us part of your day today. My name's Parker Kern here, as most of the time, with my good friend, our pastor, Father Jeff McBeth. Father, how are you today?
Yeah, doing all right. Doing all right.
Good, man.
I was thinking I'll be away next week.
You will, and we will have a very special guest.
So, yeah, that'll fulfill the most of the time introduction. Yes.
But you will be absent for 6 episodes as of next week.
Yeah. So, depending on when you're listening to this, you know, this week, we'll have at Catholic Youth Summer Camp.
Your Sarah favorite
and
week
some of our middle school students. Yeah. Yeah. So always, always just a good kind of getaway. Yeah. I refer to it as a working vacation. You know,
I like that.
You know, you have mass and things like that, but otherwise, you know, you're just kind of there, just being part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, which is part of what makes it enjoyable. You know, so keep our young people in prayer, and even if the week's over, just pray that the experience continues to bear fruit, that encounter continues to bear fruit, because we know it's just easy to have a great experience and then just sort of fall away.
Yeah.
So pray that just doesn't happen. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking after mass with a family, and one son went to camp with us last year and said, you know, every night he takes time for prayer.
Wonderful.
Which is amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know in the past, someone, my last parish was like, he did that prayer lab for like 2 weeks, and then that prayer journal, and then it kind of fell off. But, you know, I had no idea. This kid has been doing it every night since last summer, which is what you
good
want.
For him.
Yeah. I love that.
The soldier for Christ.
So yeah, there's a lot of good fruit that can be born, you know, past the week. So,
and, you know, not to cut you off, Father, I apologize, but my one religion teacher, Sister Bernita Schneider, the goat at St. Central mm-hmm. Catholic. She was the one on the roller skates. You probably heard about her.
Whoa, I don't.
She would, on Mardi Gras, she would play the accordion, ride around on roller skates.
Wow.
Yeah, very intense. Very intense.
I would like slam into a locker like after like 2 seconds.
Yeah, so would I. But mm-hmm. she's like up there in age. Yeah. You know, she's a little older. But she always said that prayer has no time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can pray for things after they happen.
That's exactly it.
For the grace during. So exactly even, it. I mean, prayer knows that. So even if you're praying for the folks, the young people that are at, you know, CYSC, technically this week, if it's next week, if it's next month, if it's next year, you can still pray for them to have a
great
experience.
Great reminder. Great reminder.
Yeah. This is the same Sister Bernita that I was in a wedding a couple summers ago, a good friend of mine, Cam Best. He went to Central with me, and my other friend Connor and I were in the wedding. And so at the time, both of our girlfriends were sitting together. They were invited, of course. And who sits in the middle of them?
Sister Bernita.
Bernita. Wow. And we're both up there just going nuts. Like, what is, you know, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible. She's going to, you know. But they ended up being great friends.
Nice.
They ended up being great friends. You
love
know?
That.
So, you know, we were just like, what's Sister Bernita going to tell them about, you know, what we did in high school? And mm-hmm. you know, we were, you know, we only got 99% in our class because, you know, I actually had 100% in her class, which is pretty darn good, if I do say so myself. And mm-hmm. she rounded me down to 99 because only Jesus is perfect.
Whoa.
And I'm like, yeah, but Jesus, I'm not competing with Jesus in the class.
Right.
But
just Cam.
No, that's okay. Yeah. So, I mean... 99 is a 99, but mm-hmm. I always thought that was funny. But yeah, Sister Bernita, there's no time with prayer, which
got it.
It's
totally.
It's a very good reminder.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I hope, you know, that everything goes great at CYSC for you guys. I will be praying for you during it.
Yes.
Before it and after it.
Yeah.
And certainly looking forward to our very special guest next week who will remain a mystery until.
That's right. Until it all is revealed.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Or at least that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure they probably make some guesses. We should have a pool and see.
Oh yeah, guess,
you know, 50-50 or something.
Yeah. See if people can guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you can look at the staff members and figure. You know, okay. Right. Well, this person's been on.
Who
this
hasn't done
has
the podcast?
It. Right. Yeah.
That would show like our hardcore listeners if they can identify.
Oh yeah.
Like who?
And then they could tell us what episode number that they guess we're on.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that hardcore.
Yeah, including me.
Me either, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I did that research for the 100th episode, there was a lot of things that I was like, oh, yeah, we did that, or, oh, mm-hmm. that person was on here, and then, of course, you remember back to, oh, well, that's because Father was here, or he was doing right. something else, or, but it's just funny to kind of, yeah, I just don't think about that stuff as much once, right. you know, once it's done and over
on.
With.
You move on. So, move on to the next.
Yeah. Yes, unlike our friend that has the prayer journal, he keeps doing that. Yeah, so he, you know,
I love that.
He just keeps, in last week's theme, you know, persistence. He's yep. persistent with it. So that's exactly. that's fantastic.
I love that.
Commend the young man for doing that. So yeah, it's, you know, I've seen firsthand Damascus is cool. It's a great place. So enjoy yep. enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy
thanks.
It. Enjoy your working vacation. Yes. I hope that you can get some of the other priests to take some of the weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, there's a couple others.
But then again, you might have these fire homilies that you got from the Encounter conference right. a couple weeks ago, and you might want to just, you know, use those. So
there you go.
I mean, it could be that you want to, you know, one of the, you know, the celebrant sits down and you just get up and say, I just want to add something.
That's right.
And has that ever happened before?
I don't think so.
Can you legally do that?
Like,
can the concelebrant just like have their own homily after the celebrant, or vice versa?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a double homily?
Yeah. I don't know. We don't. That's why we don't mic up concelebrants.
Good idea. Good idea.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
I don't think Google will be like, "Why are you looking that up?"
That's right.
Anyway, so well, Father, anything else new with you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're just winding down.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of sign up season.
It's sign up season, baby.
Sign up season.
Yep.
Of course, reminds me, don't forget about the big party after the 11 o'clock Mass next Sunday, the 10th.
Coming up.
Celebrate the parish's 20th anniversary. Yeah, and of course, again, sign up for Family Faith Formation. So this is our parish version of religious ed. Yep. And so especially if your children are not otherwise in a faith formation program, like at a Catholic school, then they should be there. Because this is how we do first reconciliation, right. first communion prep as well during that time for second graders and others. And the cool thing is there's a parent piece. And so even if your kids do go to a Catholic school, you can still sign up for this because there's something for you, which is awesome.
That's what makes it so unique and so awesome.
Yeah,
is that there's curriculum that's sort of for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and who knows? Tracy might still need some help with all that.
Yeah.
So, if the Lord puts that on your heart, then reach out to her. And, of course, you know, confirmation for mostly eighth graders, perhaps some others, it's coming up. And so you can sign up for that. And Sarah might need some mentors yet for the small groups because we're moving confirmation prep, you know, the small group model like we're doing for the high school students. And OCIA, you know, if you're listening and but you're not Catholic or maybe haven't received a sacrament, you know, like maybe, you know, baptized First Communion, but you know, haven't somehow got away from it, you know, and still need to be confirmed, you can reach out to us. You can go to 23.church for all that stuff, faith formation, confirmation, becoming Catholic, you know, all those kind of things. And it's all on there. And it's sign up season. So sign up.
Sign up.
Yeah, sign up.
All sorts of cool stuff.
It's time. Yeah, which is great. Yeah, a lot of blessings with that. And excited to get the, as great as the summer is, it's also nice to kind of get that stuff back in gear and going again.
I would agree.
It's cool. It's good
stuff. I would agree to a point. I'm still a little sad. We had our last week 9 p.m. sunset.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I saw it on Facebook, and I was sad. And, of course, I have actually this widget on my phone on the home screen.
Oh, yeah.
Apple, you can have a little thing that tells you the sunset, and, you know, I have the temperature and stuff because I'm sort of a weather nut.
Yeah.
But I also like to know what time the sun's setting if I want to go out for a walk or something. Sure. And it's kind of fun to look at. And
yeah, totally.
It's always nice after, you know, December 21st to see it continue mm-hmm. to go. I don't like to see it as much now when it's going backwards.
Right.
But, you know, we only can can do what we can.
Yeah.
So we
take it as it comes.
I can't control the weather, Jackie.
That's right.
That 70 show.
Mm.
There you go.
Mm. So yeah. So today, or for Sunday, I should say.
18th Sunday.
An ordinary time, year C. So we have a Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God."
Rather poignant there.
Yeah, I was going to say, to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, like, I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, there's no interpretation.
Right.
It's right between the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, which is challenging, I think, especially, like, you know, so many of us are blessed with so much, you know,
yeah.
in our country and... you know, our little neck of the woods and things like that. I think it's, some of it is what's the mindset, you know, with it. You know, I was reading, you know, up on some of this stuff, and back in Genesis, you know, Joseph, when he ended up in Egypt, they stored up a lot of grain, but that was to feed people during a famine. You know, it was to share. Whereas this guy's storing up stuff just for himself.
Yeah, he's basically got money growing in a, you know, high yield.
And when
savings
he couldn't store it all, he's like, you know, as we heard, build bigger barns, you know, but that was all just for him. But obviously you can't take it with you. And like you said, you never know when our time's gonna come. And so what do we do with our stuff? And, you know, what's our relationship with possessions? I think that's a fair question, and maybe we don't even think about that sometimes.
Yeah. Do we, like, become possessed with our possessions?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sort of sense.
Right. And that's, I think that's exactly.
And
it.
Does God come first? You know,
yeah.
Is God first? I mean, there's a totally different discussion there with, like, the people in our lives. You know, it's like, well, we love God first. We love our loved ones, you know, after that, and then, but it's the same thing with, I mean, in a different way with our stuff, like you said, like, am I, you know, if I buy a new video game console, am I going to be like, oh, this is awesome? Like, am I going to love that more than I love God?
Right.
Like, I say that sort of in jest, but also there's probably people out there that do that, you know? So it's like, there's definitely some questions there for all of us to sort of dig into. And think about in our own lives, like, you know, we talk about vices or whatever, but, you know, are we really, and then what are we doing with what we have? Like, are we using it being, you know, productive and being good? Like, you know, the guy that was going to share the stuff, that's one thing,
mm-hmm.
right? But if we're just going to kind of keep it all for ourselves and not be benevolent, then there's really no point. 'Cause like you said, you can't take it with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me that I don't know who would have come up with this originally, but, you know, at the very depth of our being, there's a God shaped hole, and only God can fit that spot. But we try to fit other things; it's never gonna work.
Yeah.
It says in the prophet, a book of prophet Haggai, which is a fire 2-chapter book. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like pouring money into a bag that has holes in it. Like, it's just always going to slip away. And, you know, that deepest longing that we have in our life, you know, for meaning and purpose and fulfillment and all those kind of things, right? If we're trying to meet that longing with stuff, it's just not, it's just never gonna, it's just never gonna work, you know, because all that is so fleeting. It'd be cool for a moment, but then it's like, right, like, oh, now this doesn't work, and so I need the next new thing, the next big thing.
Yeah, I need the stuff, right. Well, it's kind of like, I just thought of this. I don't know why. God must have just smacked me with it. But, you know, you've heard about my illustrious running career.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
It's the thing of legend.
It's the thing of a terrible legend, yes. But imagine, you know, if I'm going out for a run and I want to do well, and instead of having a healthy meal that's going to fill me up, I just, like, eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ice cream would be great in the moment. Like, whoa, it's a delicious ice cream, you know? And everybody knows I love ice cream. So, but when I get to the race, it's like, I don't have, you know, I don't have the stamina because I didn't get what I really needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just filled myself with junk, with crap. And now when I need it most, it's, I don't have anything. And we could translate that to this, if, you know, like you said, the God-shaped hole.
Mm-hmm.
If we just keep literally stuffing the square peg into the circle hole or whatever it is, it's not really going to, you know, it'll work for a bit. Like, you could kind of get it in there a little bit and go, oh, yeah, this feels great. But then, like you said, it's not sustainable.
Right.
And we're going to need to fill it with something else. And we're going to need to fill it with something else. We're going to need to fill it with something else. Pretty soon, we're not going to have anything left. And we're going to be a mess. And that's where God's going to pick us up and say, come with me. I've got what you need.
It reminded me too. You probably, I don't follow golf.
You should.
But like, so I think I'm thinking of the right person. That Scotty
Scheffler.
Scheffler, right? Who, right? I don't know if he's like the number one golfer, but he's probably close. Or
one of the greatest. Probably the best of this generation. Maybe when he's done, probably one of the greatest ever.
Yeah. And what do you? I mean, maybe people even see this going around social media, you know, whether you're follow golf or not, that like, he's like, okay, winning tournaments is cool, which gives you big trophies, lots of money. He goes, I just want to be a good husband and father. That's what's meaningful for him in his life.
Yeah.
Which is a great witness, which is why, right, success, you know, is not a bad thing. Like, he's in a good position to witness to that. Like, you know, winning is great. You know, playing golf is great, but you know, my kids, my wife, that's, you know, that's what's most important to me.
Yeah. Nike actually, so he won the Open a couple weeks ago, the Open, and one of the four majors of the year in golf. And it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And he had not won that tournament, to this point in his career. So everybody was watching him and, you know, I mean, he's the best golfer in the world by quite a margin, I think. And I love watching him personally. But Nike had released a, you know, graphic after he won the tournament, and it was a picture of him with his son on the green, and it said, "You already won."
Yep.
And that was, like, really cool, you know. And it makes me think, too, like, you know, Scotty's just a couple months older than me, you know. I wish I had his golf swing and his money, but I have... my gifts and my abilities, but you know, it just makes me think, like, we're really going through life at the same pace. He's got a totally different life and lifestyle than I have, but it's like, he's already a father, and it's like, okay, well, like, if I'm gonna be a father one day, like, that's what I want. I want to be that kind of dad.
Totally.
Like, I want to be the dad that, you know, that my dad is, and the dad that he is, you know, like the like that's all that matters, you know, God and family.
Yep.
No matter what else happens, you know, that's what I want to witness to as well. So really, he's serving as an inspiration to me.
Yeah.
In not just in terms of being a great golfer, because I don't think I'm ever going to be as good a golf as Scotty Scheffler. I don't see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
I could be okay, but not probably as good. But I could be in my own way as good a husband and father as he is.
Yeah. You know, as Mother Teresa, you know, known for saying, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to that.
Right. And part of that is putting them before the stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people have family with stuff, you know, like wealthy, whether they're money rich or you know, rich in some other way, if they have relatives that are, you know, pretty well off or whatever, and it's like they look at them almost like they're a dollar sign. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't just like the love or act like you love the person just for what they have. Like, you should love them for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's some of the time too. I, you know, we probably temptation, see that with people, you know, just like people, you know, making life choices, getting married for different things. And it's like, are they really in love with the person, or are they in love with what the person can right. give them?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, life's about choices. Everybody has to make their own, but you look at that and it's like, that's an interesting challenge for all of us as well.
Yeah. And are we content with smaller barns, you know, in order to be open to other things, and to not be caught up in the wrong stuff. So yeah, obviously a challenging, a word today, but, so important for us. So, and just with the, I guess, the eternal perspective too, right? Like, can't take it with us.
Mm-hmm. And what can we do for the people around us to maybe help them?
Yeah.
Not, you know, how can we assist them in having a better life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's not with our money, but it's something else. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, how can we better what they have, the, you know, the opportunities that they can have, you know, in their life. I can think my parents sacrificed a lot for me when I was a kid. I'm sure yours did as well, you know. And it's like, you know, you think about that and it's like, what life could they have had if it wasn't for me, you know? And you think about that, and that's really, you know, I'm speaking on just one person, one story, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have, you know, their families support them. They give them what they need, because it's, you know, they're focused on the next, giving them the best that they can give them. And it's really important. And that, you know, again, we circle back to Scotty. It's like, he's most focused on. And I think we should all, you know, focus on that.
Yep.
And, yeah. And of course, God first and family second, but possessions should always be a little bit down the line.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, help us just to keep our focus on the right things, ultimately on you, and to recognize all the blessings that we have are ultimately meant for your purposes as well, and the good of one another. And so, if we're struggling with that, Lord, grace us with a new perspective, and just help us to keep desiring what is to be rich in what matters to you. So, Jesus, we love you and trust in you, and ask this in the power of your name. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thanks for the great show today.
Thanks, Parker. Thanks, everybody. God bless you, and we'll see you.